So it's time once again to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what's your subject this week?
Well, it's another literary character. We're not short of literary characters in Essex. And this is a lady who, her maiden name was Lucy Colquhoun.
Lucy Colquhoun.
However, she is better known as Lucy Walford.
Right.
She wrote under her married name, married a gentleman called Alfred Walford, and lived at Cranbrook Hall in Ilford. Now, Cranbrook Hall was located where today the drive is situated in Ilford, which is very much a residential area. And before all those houses were built in the drive, Cranbrook House, or Cranbrook Hall, was took up the amount of land that those houses cover. It was a rather grand mansion, we're told, and this is where the Walford family lived. Now, Lucy was a prolific authoress. Born in 1845, she died in 1915, just after the start of the First World War. What were her books like? I would describe them as Jane Austen-ish in character. She writes about ordinary families in country villages, and she's very descriptive about social customs, manners, social events, people's habits, and how families interacted with each other. So very Jane Austen-ish. Very popular author in her day, and one of her keenest readers was none other than Queen Victoria herself.
My word, so there's other authors who have been read by the royalty. Yeah?
Absolutely. Queen Victoria herself was full of praise, in particular for a book called Mr. Smith, that was written by Lucy Walford. And in fact, Lucy received an invitation to Buckingham Palace, as the Queen especially wanted to meet her. And this would have probably been in about 1898, 1899, only a couple of years before the Queen's death. Lucy carried on writing throughout the early part of the 20th century. She died, sadly, in 1915, and her obituary was confined to one line in most of the newspapers. Some newspapers didn't publish an obituary at all, which seems strange considering how popular a novelist she was, until we remember, of course, this was the time of the Great War,
of course.
It was war news that really knocked her obituary out of the newspapers. But today her books are not well remembered, but Mr. Smith is the book that really established her name. And one interesting point about her readership, Mr. Gladstone was also one of her greatest fans. And Gladstone, we know, was Prime Minister.
Indeed.
Of the country. And there's this lovely little anecdote, I don't know how true it is, that Mr. Gladstone was once seen boarding a train. And as the train pulled out, his head appeared out of the window and he shouted to whoever had been with him on the platform, his wife, his daughter, whoever, "Oh, if you want that book, he called it, "it's by the side of my bed." And the book in question was called Troublesome Daughters, and it was written by none other than Lucy Walford.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed,
Margaret. Thank you very much, Scott.